Well, Yakov Smirnoff is hot again. The comedian who made What a Country a much-imitated line around the country and was known for his shows in Branson is back in the public eye again because of his ties to Russia, which, of course, is hosting the Winter Olympics right now. In recent days, Yakov Smirnoff has been on the Today Show, and he's scheduled to be on Jon Stewart's Daily Show later on this week. And Yakov Smirnoff, so good to have you back again. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're hot again, Yakov, and that's a good place for an entertainer to be, isn't it?
It's perfect for Winter Olympics to be hot again.
You need a little bit of that, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Sochi is the weirdest choice to have Olympics because it's like the warmest part of Russia. It's like having Winter Olympics in Miami.
Yeah, so you know? They pick Sochi, then why, Yakov?
I think that Putin just wanted to show that there is warmer places than Siberia, and he wanted to show off, but there's 50 degrees temperature there, so I was concerned that the ski jump, you know, will be different there. The skier will be pulled by a boat. But it's going well. I mean, it's really a beautiful spot. I grew up on the Black Sea, so I know it's a warm part of the country, and I was surprised for Winter Olympics choice, but it's working okay.
Well, you've been to Sochi many times.
Yes.
What took you there to begin with, Yakov?
I worked on the cruise ships on the Black Sea, and that's an area where the cruises would go to, and so I had an opportunity to be there many times. It's something that, again, was a surprising choice for Winter Olympics, and I think that they've done as good of a job as they could. However, it's really not the standards of American customer, you know, when there's no curtains, you know, on the windows, there's no curtains on in showers,
yeah.
You know, I guess when the Iron Curtain came down, all the curtains came down, and they didn't have a chance to put them back up.
You know, I'm guessing here, I mean, given the publicity and sort of the, you know, negative publicity, at least early on, maybe it's changing now as the games proceed a little bit, Yakov, but I'm wondering if all this has backfired on Putin just a little bit.
I think it does, but in some ways, but on the other hand, he had 4 hours at least, or no, more than that, of a prime time television exposure across the globe to show off an incredible might of Russia. You know, so he knows how to put on, you know, his best suit, and then he takes off his shirt, and, you know, that's more traumatizing than seeing Miley Cyrus and the wrecking ball. So there's, you know, there's a contrast there, but yet he, I think, got what he wanted to give, that come across as a powerful nation and a nation that is in the 21st century.
We're visiting with Yakov Smirnoff. You know, Yakov, you can't help but wonder where Putin got the money to stage the Olympics out there, the billions and billions of dollars that have been poured into these games. Where did he get the money?
Well, he doesn't really call me on a regular basis and give me his P&L report. You know,
but he should, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
But my guess is that, you know, this is not the country where they have to stick with the budget. Whatever he wants to do, he does it. And the way they deal with the money is pretty interesting. They would not allow American dollars into the country. That was illegal for years when I was growing up. And then what they did, they said, bring American dollars in, and you can use them in Russia. However, what he does, in every corner or every second corner in Moscow or St. Petersburg, there's a little booth, their exchange booth, that you can bring your American dollars in and you get rubles. And so the only money that are really functioning in Russia are rubles. However, it's very cleverly done, and it looks like you can actually use American dollars. So he keeps all the money in there, and then he can spend whatever he needs.
You know, in all seriousness here, Yakov, I mean, is this a new day for Russia? The country is trying to prove something to the world here. That goes without question, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it does, and I think it's a there. He's looking for a different kind of a, you know, dictatorship, perhaps, but more pretend to be, you know, something different. But Russian people are used to kind of taking directions and being submissive, and I think that that's they're comfortable in that zone, and I think he fills that spot.
The Soviet Union obviously no longer exists, but has Western-style democracy taken over? Anything resembling that in your view, Yakov?
Oh, yeah, big time, yes. The changes that happened are incredible. There's no more food lines. I mean, there's, you know, all the brand names there. You know, there's McDonald's, there's Wendy's. They tried to bring Taco Bell, but the Russian government didn't like the slogan, run for the border. So that's it. That did not work. But overall, yes. People who are, there's more millionaires in Moscow than anywhere in the world today.
Really?
And, yes. And they were always there. They were just kind of hiding. They were on the black market. And so it's allowed the free enterprise spirit to blossom, and people are prospering. And there's millions and millions of people who are not taking advantage of the free enterprise. However, their living condition has improved dramatically.
You know, how interested in democracy are the Russians these days? What do you pick up?
I think that they are interested, but there is a certain percentage of people who are just want to be protected by the state, and so I think that there is opportunities there, much more opportunities, but there's also restrictions the way Putin see that country progress.
What about, you know, all these reports that the Russian authorities are watching, you know, every move that every guest of the country is making these days? Do you think that's really the case?
I think it's just normal, you know. I mean, here you call this hacking. In Russia, they call it room service. So you check in a hotel and you get your computers pretty much plugged into the grid, and they want to know what you're thinking.
Even today?
I think it's just normal. They call it security, you know, reasons. I mean, look at, you've probably seen the pictures of toilets that are side by side.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
That's just because of security reasons. They don't want you to get, you know, in any problems, so they send a bodyguard next to you. And they don't want you to go anywhere by yourself, you know.
Well, what do you think the Russian authorities are still worried about? I mean, why would they be keeping such close tabs on so many folks?
I think they know that the way Putin is a prodigy of the KGB, and the KGB stands for kiss goodbye your butt. So it's old school, and they know it's divide and conquer. And if you have control over propaganda, then you can have control over the country much, much stronger than if you don't.
Was that the way it was when you were growing up over there?
Yeah, but a lot more severe. A lot more. There was no internet, obviously. There was no way to have any kind of information. They had two channels. Channel one was propaganda. Channel two, KGB officer would tell you turn back to channel one.
Sounds terrific.
So it was
terrific.
Very limited. No TV guide is necessary.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you still have family over there?
I do. It's not anymore extended like a lot of people there, but my cousin's still there, and two cousins, actually. So, yeah, I still do.
Well, I see you still have a great ability to make me laugh. You've been exploring a new reality show on ABC based on
Yes.
your idea that you talked about when you were here with us the last time of you know, helping couples get laughter back into their relationships.
Yes.
What do you have in mind with that show, Yakov?
Well, I was able to film the show in Branson, actually, and had the idea kind of make more sense when I was at my dentist office, and him and his wife were working on me, but they were arguing over me and saying, well, if you weren't fishing all these hours a day, and he would say, well, if you weren't spending the time with your dogs, and then they both looked at me and said, can you help us? And I said, if I can film it, I can help you. So we filmed that, and it became, they call it the sizzle reel, which is like a small pilot. And I've been working with actually several production companies here to try to figure out who will be able to create a great show that basically it's a common sense show, but it needs to be brought to relationship, because in the beginner relationship, we all create a lot of laughter, and it's just natural, and everybody remembers that. And the reason we did that, because we met each other's needs. And that's what laughter was, kind of like a gauge.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do, is to make people aware that once we meet each other's needs again, we can bring the laughter back in the relationship. So,
you know,
this show, yeah, go ahead.
What's neat about the idea, it seems to me, Yakov, is it's a reality show, and there's a zillion of those reality shows on TV right now.
Yes.
But this has sort of a positive
yes.
message and a positive
yes.
benefit that actually might help people here.
Exactly. And that's the goal. However, they're looking at me like I have two heads when I start pitching and say, it's a positive show? Wait a minute, why would we want to watch that? And I said, because it would help you in your life. And then they go, oh, interesting. So it's kind of a learning curve for them to recognize that there's more to life than just bashing each other. You can actually help each other.
Well, when are you going to find out whether or not ABC is going to buy this idea and actually begin to produce episodes of the show and get the whole thing going?
It takes a while. I've been kind of, in Branson for 20 years. It took a while to establish myself there. It takes time to reestablish. I would say it takes about a year to know if the show will be, produced, and then it will be, received, and how it's received. But look at, like, Duck Dynasty. It's swept the nation because it's wholesome and it's funny and it's totally unusual. So I have the same quality. I can be funny and I can be wholesome and kind of unusual,
yeah.
as you know.
You know, the last time, again, when you were on the show, you were talking about leaving Branson after, nearly 20 years there.
Yes.
But you're heading back there this fall, if I understand correctly.
Totally, yes.
Yeah, well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a dinner show, and it's called Dinner with Yakov. And we
Who
did
else?
It last yeah. Yeah. It's a unique concept.
Yeah.
But we actually we serve dinner in the show. It starts at 4:30, and I only do it in October and November. So people from Kansas City can drive up there, have dinner with me, and then go back the same day, same night, or they can spend the night in Branson. But it's been very, very well received. We served dinner like 1,200 people in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
And then they spent an intimate time with me.
Very intimate,
dinner.
Yeah.
And I have dinner on stage during the time they're having their dinner. So.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, Yakov, it's always great to have you come visit with us. And good luck and enjoy the limelight that the Russian Olympics are bringing you right now.
It's fantastic, and I'll be on Daily Show. I just did the Today Show, and I'm going to be on the Daily Show next week on Comedy Central. So if anybody wants to watch it, that would be great.
That sounds great. Yakov, all the best to you.
Thank you so much
you
for
bet.
Having me on.
Take care. Yakov Smirnoff is a comedian based in Branson. He's currently on tour. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk about what it means to be an openly gay athlete in light of Mizzou football player Michael Sam's coming out announcement. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.